Thank you. Firstly, I must say that there are thousands of stars in Hollywood, but there is only one Star Hawk in the United States. And we are glad for that. I was at the United Nations conference last week, and let me tell you some of my experiences there, and perhaps that will be too long, but I can tell you a few things. It was very obvious there that for the first time, it was an NGO conference, we said, now Americans realize what a surgical strike looks like. From here on, let no one buy surgical strikes from the Americans. There are no surgical strikes. Surgical strikes are blood, tears, and sweat. So let's forget that. Then let me also point out that we, NGOs, we prepared a petition which is available outside. I request you to sign. But we want to understand what these terrorists are about. Firstly, there is no criminal punishment you can give to suicide bombers. There is just no punishment you can think of. But I think it should be very clear that these people were not acting out of self-interest. That is very clear. If anything, they were representing the desperation of the wretched of the earth. And we cannot just say that we will have the terrorist lit without looking at the wretched of the earth, which are created by the corporate America.
I'm going to move us along because there are many people who want to speak, so I'm going to, at this moment, limit comments or questions to 1 minute. Please.
Everybody got long time.
We are also running out of time.
Okay. Let me ask one question to Mr. Orbinski. As a doctor, he has treated all equally. Can you give me a single reason why the death of, say, 5,000 to 6,000 Americans suddenly gets such a big play when 5,000 or 6,000 Iraqis are probably dying in a week, maybe a month at the most? Why is it that the American blood is costlier for the rest of the world than any other blood?
That's a question you should be asking media people, not a question you should be asking me.
We have a short answer here.
I was only going to say that to a large extent Americans have been spared, and that's what I meant by saying they have now joined the world. I thought you were going to ask my neighbor, who's a surgeon, whether he believes in surgical strikes with nuclear weapons, but you didn't.
We are running out of time, and there are many people who want to speak, so I am going to ask that you limit your comments or question to 1 minute. You, sir, the microphone at the front.